Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to another episode of the Watch With Us podcast, Challenge Edition. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, the senior entertainment editor at Us Weekly. I have been asked for this next interview since the moment that she was announced on this season, so I cannot wait to bring it to you, and I hope we see her again very soon. But without further ado, here's my interview with Tatcha. I'm so excited to dive into your time on the challenge, and I want to start off with kind of just asking what your background was. Had you watched the show? Had you been aware of it? Like, how much did you know going into the challenge?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of episodes of the challenge. It's always been that exciting TV show that I stop into once in a while. And when I stop into it, I actually always watch it till the end. But seeing myself being in the show, I actually never did see that coming at all.
Yeah. How did it kind of come up for you? Like, had you reached out? Did they reach out to you? How did it get onto your radar?
Oh, yeah. So my team got reached out to, and boom, it was like, wow, seriously, is this happening or it's not happening? What's going on?
So when you got to the house, who did you form early connections with? How did that kind of work?
So I think I had earlier connections with Michaela, with Boyna, with Priscilla, with Big T. We kind of like found ourselves in the same room, and we just had this automatic connection, like instant connection. And it was just positive vibe. And I don't know, but yeah, I would say I connected with these guys first in the house. Michaela, Big T,
yeah,
Bona, we're just like buddies.
For sure. And I mean, obviously we saw, and we've been seeing from the start, that the rookies kind of became very separate from the vets who formed their alliance early on. Was that very obvious in the house, or were you able to form connections with the vets too? Were you able to become friends with some of them as well?
I would say I did have genuine connections with the vet as well. I had general connection with everybody in the house, more with the rookies, because I mean, I was a rookie, but I also did have a couple of friendships with the vets. Yeah.
Nice. That's exciting. How was it for you living in the house? I mean, it's challenging no matter what. That's a whole challenge in itself. So was it fun? Was it intense? Like, how would you kind of describe your experience?
I would say it was fun. I would say it was fun. For me, it was fun. It was exciting to be having to be on another show. And I was so excited for the experience, which is having to have shot the show. Because, I mean, I was on Big Brother Nigeria and it was a live show. So whatever we're doing at the moment, that is what the viewers get to see. But this time around, it's like we have to shoot it a couple of months back, and then it gets aired. It was new, and I was really excited to see, okay, how's it feeling like? How does it feel like to sit back and watch yourself on TV after shooting? So it was a whole new experience, and I was, I don't know, totally excited for it.
Yeah, for sure. What was the most challenging part of living in the house?
I loved every moment of it. Trust me. I actually did. Like, this is my, should I say, favorite international show. And then me having to be on it, I was just so excited to see any challenges. Being in the house was, I don't know, I was all up for the experiences and pushing myself for the adventure. It was too exciting to feel like there were any challenges. I wouldn't say I saw or felt any.
Physically, was it harder than you thought it was going to be in the physical?
Yeah, hell yes.
Yeah.
Physically, yes, it was. It was a whole lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Because I'm like, what? This is so intense. This is so intense. But I loved it. Or we loved it. After every challenge, we would laugh and be like, oh, yeah, I think that was fun. But in the moment, it's like, wow, no, this is scary as F. How do we survive this? Yeah.
When you were going in and you guys got to pick partners day one, had you had any idea like who was who you had your eye on, what who you wanted to be with? What was your kind of mindset going in when it came to that, who you wanted to work with?
Yeah, so I kind of like had my eyes on CT because CT is an OG. He's been winning back to back. So I kind of had my eyes on CT or Corey. But yeah, running into the field in episode one, I saw Jeremiah and I'm like, okay, well, I think I like this guy. He looks pretty strong. And well, let's do this. So I went for Jeremiah.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we need to dive into what we saw happen in the elimination. Well, first, when you went into elimination, so going in, did you have any sense that you were going to be going in, or were you 100% like convinced that you were not going to be going in?
Yeah. So we were the house votes. The only thing we didn't know was who the agencies for the week was going to pick.
Right.
That's what we didn't know. But we knew we're going to go in Tasha and Jeremiah with the house votes.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Definitely. So when, but even before the house meeting, did you guys have an idea that that's the house was going to vote in that way?
Yeah. Because we kind of like saw how everything was going. We kind of like saw how the vets were working with the rookies, put the rookies up. It was so crazy and messy, because at the end of the day, it's like, how did these vets achieve this using us, the rookies? It was really crazy. So we kind of like knew. I kind of like said getting the feeling, and I spoke to Jeremiah about it. I was like, oh, wow, it might be us going in. So, yeah.
So
we felt it kind of.
Yeah. So tell me about the conversation that you had with Tori beforehand, because we saw a split second of it. Obviously, a lot of this is edited. We don't see too much of it. What was actually?
Yeah. And I can't say too much, because then that would be me giving out spoilers. But the few seconds clip you guys saw was clearly what the conversation was about. It was more of, oh, I really like Hitacha. I want to see you stay in this game. Just give me a name you don't want to go against. And then she said the same thing to Jeremiah as well. So, yeah. So what you guys saw was what the conversation was about.
Okay. So how, first of all, how challenging was that elimination? Because I would assume it was.
Oh, my God. It was like the hardest. My body was swollen for days. Gosh, like we didn't even realize how long we had spent down there. It was so brutal. Our mindsets were, we have to get back into the house. We have to get back into the house, no matter what it takes. We have to get back in. So yeah, it was really, really brutal.
How long were you down there?
It didn't say in the episode, but we were there for like the longest. Actually, a long time.
So yeah. when you kind of obviously went off at the end about Tori and kind of called her out in front of everybody, was that kind of a mix of you being frustrated in general with that and with losing? Like, was it kind of just your emotions all coming out at once?
Yeah, I would say it was my emotions all coming out at once, because I'm like, I've always felt like Tori doesn't like me, and I kind of like was almost coming to terms with that, like, okay, she doesn't like me, that's fine. But then she, for whatever reason, she just really wanted to prove that, oh, I like you, Tasha. And at the end of the day, like, we're clearly seeing that you actually never really did like me, like, and all of this while you've literally been pretending for no reason. I mean, if you don't like someone, be open, be as open as a book. Clearly, I don't like you. You mustn't like me. It's fine. But don't try to pretend, I like you, Tasha, and whatnot. And at the end of the day, you don't want to see me back in the game. So
mm-hmm. No, 100%. Mm-hmm. Have did you guys talk later on after filming was over, or have you not spoken?
No, we didn't talk. No, we didn't. We actually haven't talked or whatnot. I just don't see the essence of having a conversation with Tori. I think Tori is good. I'm good. So
right. There's no point. You don't have to be friends with everyone.
No, exactly.
What? Obviously, you have such a great, huge fan base on social media now after when you did your first reality TV show. What did you want to show fans like during your time on the challenge?
I want to show them a different side to Tasha. I wanted to show them the Tasha, the strong Tasha, the adventurous Tacha, the Tacha that loves to push herself. So I really wanted to show them a different side to Tacha on a different platform.
Yeah, absolutely. What surprised you most about being in the show? What was like the biggest surprise when you were doing it? Was it the physical aspect? Was it the people in the house? Like, what was that like for you?
Yeah, I think I would say it was the people in the house, because it was really different. I mean, having a whole week edited into an hour, it was really different. So it's like, wow, we get to do a lot in the house, mm-hmm. and we get to see an hour of the show. So that was different for me.
Yeah.
That was different for me.
What is something you wish that they would have shown that they didn't show of you? Because I feel like there's obviously a lot of things that got edited out. We didn't get to see that much of you.
Yeah, no, I think the editing is perfect. All I'm trying to say is that's the difference from the other shows. In the other show is 24/7. So you get to see me for 24/7, kind of. Mm-hmm. But on this show, it's a mix of other housemaids, other agents, and in just an hour.
Yeah, definitely. Would you go back if you were asked to do more?
Well, we would never know. Although I actually really did enjoy my time on the show. I loved it. I loved to see TJ Lavin and making new friends and doing new challenges and stuff. I really did love my time on the show.
So would you want to do more reality TV in general? Is that kind of the
Yes. In general, yes. I freaking love reality TV. I love it. I love the attention that comes with it. I love the reception I get. I don't know. I'm crazy and I'm funny and I'm fun and I get angry. So it's just too much of Tacha, and I feel like I'm excited for people to see or to watch. So yeah, more reality shows. Yeah,
definitely.
I would do it.
All right. Well, my last question for you, what did you learn the most about yourself while you were on the challenge?
I learned that I can do so much with my body if I put my mind to it. That's what I learned. Because there's certain things I did on the show that I actually never thought ever in my wildest dreams that I would do. And I did see myself doing it. So it was great. And having TJ speak to me, I mean, like, while out there at the elimination, I'd be like, I do hope to see you in the future. It was like a dream come true. I was like, what? This is really TJ Lavin in front of me. No freaking ways.
I love it. Thank you so much for chatting today. I really appreciate it. I cannot wait to see you hopefully again in the future.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Emily. Thank you for having me. This was so brief. I loved it. It was fun. Thank you guys.
Take care.
Bye, everybody.
The Challenge Spies, Lies, and Allies airs on Wednesday nights on MTV at 8 p.m. Eastern. As always, guys, you can reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta on all platforms and let me know what you're thinking of the current season, who you want to hear from, and what questions you have. I would be more than willing to answer your burning questions. Also, if you're loving the podcast, please leave us a comment on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. It would be very appreciated. Until next week, stay safe.